We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Pirya Verivya, Halacha Gimel. We finished the first 15 paragraphs. Now from paragraph 16 and on, Rav Nosson Zal titles it Hilchos Ishus, the laws of marriage, which is a sub piece under the whole Halacha that we're learning, still following based on the same chapter in Likutei Moran, etc. V'zeh b'chinas koyhanim levim v'yisraelim mutorim lovoy zeh bozeh. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why the different groups in Klal Yisrael, Kohen, Levi Yisrael, are all permitted to intermarry, to marry each other. V'havlad hoylech achar hazochor. And the child that's born follows the daddy. If the daddy is a Kohen and the mommy is a daughter of a Levi, the child's a Kohen. If the daddy is a Yisrael and the mommy is a daughter of a Kohen, the child is a Yisrael. He follows always the father in lineage in that way. Ukamay Shamru b'Mishnah, as is found in a Mishnah in the third paragraph, in the third chapter of Kiddushin, Mishnah 12. Kol mokoim sheyesh Kiddushin ve'ein aveira havlad hoylech achar hazochor. Wherever there is holy matrimony, there is a valid kiddushin between the husband and wife, and there was no sin in the process, meaning it wasn't any illegal relationship, the child follows the father in lineage. V'chol mokim sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, whereas in all of those cases where the marriage takes place, the kiddushin is valid. However, there was still an aspect of sin involved. It was an illegal marriage, midrabbanan. Rabbinically, this was a husband and wife who weren't allowed to marry each other. But the Gemara tells us that in some of those cases, the marriage takes effect. They are married, but they broke a law, a rabbinical law, in doing so. So in such cases, havlad hoylech achar hapogum, the child receives the lineage of the one who was defective, the parent who was defective, the parent who had a strike against them, you know, in that sense. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki ikar hadveikus vehiskarvus l'Hashem Yisborach hu al yedei koilois. The main way that a Jew becomes deeply attached and close to Hashem is through sounds, through speech, through song, shehein bechinas asora mina negina, which are all included under the title of the 10 types of song, shebohem klulim kol hakoilos sheboilam. Within that term, asora mina negina, 10 types of song, is included all types of sounds in the world, not just songs, speech, crying. Everything is included under this umbrella term of the 10 types of song. She'al yodom ikar ha'hiskarvus Yisrael avim shbashamayim. And it's through these are what affect the greatest closeness between the Jews and Hashem. Why? Ki kol ha'tfilois v'hashirois v'hatishbochois v'hatchinois u'bakoshois viduyim v'ritzuyim u'piyusim. Because all the different variations of tefillah, which include songs, praises of Hashem, pleading, begging, confession, different types of ways of trying to negotiate and convince Hashem about different things, v'chol hasichos she'odam meisiach beinoy levein koinoy behisboidedus, and all the different aspects of how people speak to Hashem in their own words in private tefillah, hakol kolul basora minei negina, is all included under this umbrella term of the 10 types of song, sheheim asora l'shoinois shenemar bem sefer tilim, which are page Tesvav on top, which are the 10 types of languages, 10 types of opening language that are with which the Sefer Tehillim functions. Kemoy Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara tells us in Psochim, page 107. It might be page 117. I see it says here page 107. I'm almost sure it's page 117 in Psochem. Bemizmor, Nitzuach, Nigun. These are the different terms that are used to open up each one of the chapters of Tehillim. There are 10 different terms. Kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, and as is also explained in Likutei Moran, chapter 205, Le'inyan Ho'asora Kapitel Tehillim, regarding those 10 chapters of Tehillim, Shegilo, which Rabbeinu Zal revealed, Shehem Tikkun L'Mikra Laila, that they are so powerful, they serve as a formula that could even correct one of the worst aspects of Pigam HaBris, which is called Mikra Laila. Chas v'shom, when a person has an emission in the middle of the night. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 205 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses that. V'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact, she'sefer tehillim kolul mikol halashoinois shel tefila v'tachnunim, that the book of Psalms, the book of Tehillim, includes in it every different variation of tefila and tachnunim. Ki roiv sefer tehillim medaber mitzaokois uzaokois v'shavois l'Hashem Yisborach, because the majority of Sefer Tehillim is all about Hashem screaming and crying out and begging Hashem for help in all the different situations that he had. V'kamo l'shoines shel tachnunim, and all different kinds of versions of pleading, she'yazroi Hashem Yisborach l'asos ritzoinoi, that Hashem should help David HaMelech and those who read Tehillim, to fulfill the will of Hashem, the Rotzen of Hashem, velotzeis mimetzulois yom shel achiras taiva soilam haz vavolov, and that Hashem should help us get out of the pits, get out of the depths of all the filthy materialistic desires of this world and all the shtuyot of this world, all the nonsense that the olam agashmi tries to drag us into. And in the midst of all of this crying out to Hashem and begging and screaming, Dovra Melech starts praising and singing and thanking Hashem in the midst of all of his crying and begging for help, etc. That's what the book of Tehillim is all about, based on these 10 types of song. V'chol elu hadrochim v'anesivois hakdoshim shel sefer Tehillim, kol ze hu b'chinas asura mine negina, shu b'chinas asura l'shoino ishem barhim sefer Tehillim. All of these holy paths that are found in the book of Tehillim are all based on these 10 types of song, which are the 10 opening words of the different chapters of Tehillim, in which are included every type of bakasha and shirois v'tishpochois she'oimrim kol Yisrael b'chol mokim shehein, which all Jews all over the world use whenever they're in a time of need. She'ikr ha'hiskarvus l'Hashem Yisborach hu'al yidei zeh, whereby this is one of the most important things that brings a Jew close to Hashem. Now this is Rav Nosson Zal talking, who learned a lot of Chumash, a lot of Gemara, a lot of Halacha, a lot of Kabbalah, was involved in Stukka and Ches and all of that, and yet he makes it perfectly clear and emphatically clear that this is a critical piece of Yiddishkeit. Reading Tehillim, saying Tehillim is a very, very important part of coming close to Hashem. And again, I saw this with my own eyes. I saw it with Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, a person who was a poisek, a dayan, who had a lot of time for learning and being makar of people, doing all kinds of things. And additionally, one of the critical pieces of his connection to Hashem was that he would do the entire book of Tehillim twice a week. He would do it once throughout the 6 days of the week, when it always, between Mincha Mar, whenever there was an opportunity, he was reading Tehillim. And then on Shabbos, he would do the entire Sefer Tehillim, every single Shabbos, including the short Shabboses. He made sure to get up earlier or for, you know, all the different times, that this was a critical building block in the building of building a religious Jew. Ukamashikos of Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 84, Rabbein Azal says, Da, you should know, She'ikr hiskarvus udveikus Yisroel Hashem Yisborach, that the main coming close and deep attachment of the Jews to Hashem, Hu al yedei ha-tfilah, is through tefillah. Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikr hiskarvus udveikus Yisroel Hashem Yisborach, Hualidei bechinas koilois hakedoshim shel shirois v'tishpochois u'tfilois v'tachnunim v'nigunim u'zmirois. That a critical part, a most important part of coming close to Hashem and being deeply attached to Hashem is the koilois, the sounds of all of these tfilois, tachnunim, etc. Shekol zeh hu bechinas asura min enegina. All of which goes under the umbrella term of the 10 types of song, She'al yodom ikar hiskarvus Yisroel avim shvashamayim, which is a critical, most important part of Jews coming close to Hashem. Rav Nosson is saying it 3-4 times because he wants us to know that this is very serious. And he's going to explain in the next few pages, we're going to talk a lot about this topic of koil of Kedusha, the koilois of Kedusha. Ki kol ha-koilois, because all the different sounds in Yiddishkeit, whether it's the sounds of tefillah, or the sounds of Torah, or the sound of the shofar, all of these different sounds, zebechinas chush hashema, are all related to hearing. Sheshom hargoshas hanegina v'akoilos. That's the one of the five senses which experiences sound. Sound is received and experienced by the ears, by hearing. Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 15, when the Gemara talks about Kriyashma. Kriyashma is one of the most critical pieces of Yiddishkeit. What does it begin with? It begins with the word Shma. And the Gemara says, what is Shema? Hashmeya lo'oznecha ma'ashatamoitzi mipicha. That it's not enough just to say the Shema. You have to listen and hear what you're saying. Make sure it goes into your ears. Ve'ikr yediyah su'emunah gdoisha hu'al yedei b'chinas chush Hashema. And the main recognition of faith in Hashem, of our faith in Hashem, comes through listening, hearing. Kishmir Talia Baliba, because we know the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh say that hearing, listening, is related to the heart, is dependent on the heart. Kamashikosov, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, chapter 3, Vinosato Liavdecho Lev Shoimea. Hashem, please give your servant a heart that will listen, that will hear. Kamashikosov, Zohar Kodesh, as the Zohar Kodesh speaks about this. Umuva b'divra Rabbein Azal, and Rabbein Azal touches on this in chapter 22 and in chapter 35, in other places in Likut Imran. V'shom b'halev, sheshom tal yeshmiya, shom ikr yediyas tshukas emunosi yisboro. And it's in the heart, which plays a major role in a person hearing, really hearing, that's where the main experience of faith in Hashem, of a deep, committed faith to Hashem, is found. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 31, Noida Basha'orim Bala. Her master is known in her heart. Speaking about Klal Yisrael having recognition of Hashem, awareness of Hashem. And the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayera, page 103, says, Kol chad lefuman de meshar belibe, that this is each and every single person is different. Each and every person, according to their perception, the perception that they have in their heart about Hashem, that's their kesher with Hashem. Kize yodua, because this is known. Shashem izborach meroimom umenuso lemalo mikol amachshavos. That Hashem is way, way, way above all of our conceptualization. A person can conceptualize what their new house is going to look like, what the business is going to look like. But for a Jew to conceive what Hashem is all about, Hashem is way above our power of machshava. Kiles machshava tfisa beklal, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, no human mind can comprehend Hashem. Rak Hashem yisporach migoidel rachmanusoi sherotza lehetiv lenivrov latimo miziv tamoi. However, Hashem, out of His great kindness, that He wanted to be good to us, He wanted us to be able to taste a little bit of Him. Ulahoidia melekusi yisporach shmoi, and He wanted to enlighten us and inform us about Himself. Alkein tzimtzem atzmoi kaviyochel bekama vekama tzimtzumim lein tachlis. That's why Hashem shrank Himself many times over, many fold over, in all kinds of tzimtzumim, ad asher hichnis hasogas elokusoi belev hatzadikim amitiyim shebechol dor vador, to the point where Hashem made it possible for the leading tzadikim in all the generations, the true tzadikim, to be able to perceive Hashem and to be able to have awareness and recognition of Hashem in their hearts. Hasoga selukus, to be able to have that in their hearts. Kemoi ha'ovoi sakat moinim, for example, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, v'chein kol ha'tzadikim amitim b'chol dor v'dor, and so too regarding all the true tzadikim in each and every single generation, Hashem allowed them, Hashem lowered Himself and shrank Himself millions of times to be able to bring Himself down to a point where human beings, tzaddikim, can perceive Him, can be aware, can have recognition of Hashem to whatever degree each one can on their level. Shekulam zochu al yedei avoidosom huamitis, whereby each and every one of these great tzaddikim was zoche through their true service of Hashem, by doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tov and everything, lahasig hasoga selukus, to achieve understanding of Hashem and recognition of Hashem, derech kama tzimtzumim, via all kinds of shrinkings and constrictions. We know, for example, every single thing in this world is a tzimtzum of Hashem's elokus. A tree, a plant, is a tzimtzum of Hashem. What makes a plant alive? Photosynthesis. What makes photosynthesis? In science, they use all of these big words, but they never get to the finish. They tell you it's this and this, and then what's behind that? That's where they stop. They forget that what's behind that is G-O-D. It's pure, unadulterated Hashem. That's what makes the electricity work. That's what makes the lightning happen. So every single thing, every single one of these things is a display. It's a tzimtzum of Hashem's elokus. And the great tzaddikim, through their avodas Hashem, were able to come to higher and higher levels of recognition of Hashem and knowledge about Hashem via the Torah and via everything else in existence, which is an aspect of a tzimtzum of Hashem. It's a representation of Hashem in a very constricted, shrunken form. V'chol zeh hu bechinas shmiya. However, all of these aspects of recognition and awareness of Hashem that take place in this world all falls into the category of listening, hearing. Like someone who hears someone who's speaking or someone who's making sound. However, all of us acknowledge that one of our other senses, the senses of sight, is not involved in our kesher with Hashem. We cannot see Hashem. Ukamay shekosu b'matan Torah, as Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chumash Dvarim about Matan Torah, koil dvarim atem shoyimim, you heard the sounds, utmuna einchem royim, but you did not see the vision. Zulosi koil, all you heard was sound. Rav Nosson Zal is building up to something here. He's giving us an introduction. He wants to make it perfectly clear that our kesher to Hashem in this world is 99% via koil. Koil, shmiya, the heart. And we just saw here that when the Torah sums up Matan Torah, it makes it perfectly clear that the Jews, the kesher of the world with Hashem was via hearing, not seeing. Vafilu Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Omar, and even Moshe Rabbeinu, who said to Hashem, Har'eini Noes Kvoidecha, Hashem, allow me to see your glory, your honor. Ve'eshivo Yaseh Mishporach, Hashem responded to him, Ki lo yirani ha'odom v'choi. No human being can see me and live. Therefore, the best that I can do for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to be, V'ro'iso es achoirai, you're going to see the back. I'm going to put you in a rock and I'm going to pass by and you're going to be able to see my back. Uponai lo yero, my face you will not see. Ve'ikar ha'asogo shehisig, and therefore, even when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's grasp of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding of Hashem was primarily bebchinas chush hashmia, via hearing, listening. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in Chumash Bamidbar, chapter 7, uvevoy Moshe el oyhel moyed, when Moshe Rabbeinu would come into the Mishkan, into the designated place for his connection to Hashem, vayishma es hakoil, he heard the sound of Hashem. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikol shkein shar hanavim vatzadikim. How much more so if we talk about all the other prophets and tzadikim who were not equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, shebevadai kol hasogosam v'idiosam hu bebechinas chush hashmia, detalya b'liba. Their knowledge and understanding of Hashem came only via listening and hearing, which is dependent on the heart. Shehu bechinas noida b'sheorim bala, as we quoted earlier, the pasuk from Mishlei, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, kol chad kefuman de meshar b'libe. Each and every person, based on the degree of the perception that they have in their heart. And again, the heart listens. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, for example, in the beginning of Chavakuk, Hashem shomati shimacho yoresi. Chavakuk Hanavi says, Hashem, I heard your sounds, I was filled with fear. So again, the kesher of all the biggest tzaddikim to Hashem is shmir. It's all about shmir and koil. Ubifrat shar anoshim pshutim kamoinu hayoim, especially simple people like us today, shekol chiyusenu ukidushasenu, whereby our entire holiness and our entire connection to Hashem is via listening, hearing. Whereby we listen to the words of our forefathers, who gave us the Holy Torah, which is the book of faith in Hashem, midor ledor, which was passed down to us from generation to generation, va'onu mechuyovim lishmoya bekoilam ulekayim es kol divrei haTorah zois. And our mitzvah is, our obligation is to listen, to hear what they say, what our forefathers tell us, and then fulfill the words of the Torah. V'zeh shekosuv. And this is why when the Torah describes, defines faith in Hashem, remember, there's a pasuk in Tehillim which says, "Kol mitzvoisecho emuna," that all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah are all about emuna. Whether it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whether it's peah, whether it's kilayim, whether it's not eating chazer, whether it's eating matzah on Pesach, it's all about emuna. Number one. And the Gemara says that Chavakuk came and he shrank the whole Torah into one thing: tzaddik b'munasa yichye. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, let's take a look at the most important line in Judaism about Emuna. What is it? Shema Yisrael Hashem. Right there, you have it right up there. Oh, v'zeh, because this is why the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Here, listen. Shema Daiko. Ki ikur hu Emuna, hi bebechinas shmia, detalya b'liba. Because real faith in Hashem is all about the ability to listen, to hear, and not just hear with your ears, but to be able to have it feed from your ears into your heart, into your heart. That's emunah. So for all the cardiac Jews who don't attend, who aren't willing to hear any words of Torah or anything like that, they say, what do you mean, God? Of course I have God. I have him right here. He's in my heart. They don't know that. They don't get it. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as having a kesher with Hashem unless you're doing a lot of listening, a lot of shmir. V'chein b'roiv ha'psukim, and so too in majority of places in the Torah where it talks about our connection to Hashem, mazhir al kiyom ha'Torah b'lashon shmir. When the Torah speaks about fulfilling the Torah, it talks about listening, hearing. Kama shekosuv, lishmoya b'koiloi uladof kavoi. To listen to Hashem, to hear Him, and to become deeply attached to Him. And as it says in the second paragraph, the Kriya Shema, the first paragraph begins with Shema. What does the second paragraph be? You'd think we have, okay, you said it already, it's enough. No, it's not enough. The Torah makes a tremendous, important point of emphasizing that this is, from this world, this is our connection to Hashem. It's based on the ability to listen and to hear what the tzaddikim, what the avoy saktoshim, what they have to say. Ukiyotze boze harbe. And these are just some examples, Rav Nosson says. There's a lot more if you take a look throughout the Torah. Why is he saying this? Now he's leading into something. Vze bechinas ma sheherachnu leel beinyan mailas kedushas hanigunim sheyisrael mezamrim Bishvil Hiskarvus Lashem Yisborach. This will explain what we elaborated on earlier on the tremendous importance of the songs that Jews sing in order to come close to Hashem. When a Jewish kid goes to Cheder, what's the first thing they learn? Aleph Beis? No! Before Aleph Beis. Na 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 na. Mary had a little. What do they teach? They teach them songs. Before words, you can't teach them any words. A one-year-old kid, they can't teach them any words. The first thing they teaching them is songs. And the songs are going to decide whether they're connected to Hashem or Lahavdil, connected to the church, or connect, depending on what songs are being sung, that's what's going to define. Now take to another level. Balei Tshuva, the Tshuva movement. Does it start with pulling out a Gemara? Or does it start with somebody putting on a concert and singing Jewish music? And that doesn't go into the ears just. That goes way into the heart. That cuts through mud and filth and all, that cuts through chazer that these people have eaten for 30, 50 years. That cuts through everything that goes straight into the heart. And that's what makes an initial, the initial Hiskarvus to Hashem. Because all of these Jewish songs, all songs of Kedusha, are all from these 10 types of song, Shehem Klolius Kol Hatfilois Veshirois Vetishbochis, which are part of the total picture of all of our prayers and songs and praises to Hashem. Klolius Hakoilois Vikdusha. They're part of the big picture of all the sounds of holiness. Shehem bechinas chush hashmir, which are all about the sense of hearing. Sheikar dveikus Yisroel Hashem Yisborach hu al yidei zeh, whereby the main connection, deep connection to Hashem, is dependent on this. It's dependent on the ability to hear, to listen with the ears and with the heart. V'yoyser mima shekosuv kan, and Rav Nosson says, you think I'm elaborating on this? Much more than what I'm saying here, who move on lechol echod ve'echod. Each and every one of you can understand. Lechol chat kefumandim shar belibe. Each one according to what their heart feels. Mailas ne'imas hanigun. The incredible importance of song. Take a look at the world. All of us who are living, we're living 50 years. What defines the generation? What defines what's going on? It's the music. It's the music, it's the sounds, it's what people say and what they don't say and how they say it. And the music, whether it's the rap or the disco or the jazz, all the different generations, we who have lived 50, 60 years, we've seen how it evolved, and we've seen how the music and the sound has defined the defined the world. That's what defines the world. That's what defines the clothing. That's what defines certain kind of music goes with certain kind of clothes. Kama godol koichoi leoirer ulahamshich esodam l'Hashem Yisborach. How incredibly powerful song and music is in bringing a person in awake, inspiring a person, and bringing the person close to Hashem. Ki ligduloso Yisborach ein cheker, because Hashem's greatness is infinite. V'yefsher ledaber migduloso Yisborach klal. And we cannot really speak about the greatness of Hashem, because whatever we're going to say is a joke. It's an insult. You're going to say Hashem's a bit. You know how rich Hashem is? He's a billionaire. Are you nuts? Are you cuckoo? Hashem's toe, Hashem's one hair in his is more than a billionaire. So there's nothing in the world that you can say that's going to come anywhere near describing. Rakol chad k'foman d'meshar b'libe, but rather, it's based on each and every person, what they're capable of trying to conceive in their heart. Kama Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Noida Basha'orim Bala. Hashem is known inside the gates of our heart. It's something, when most Jews, when they have any real religious experience, they can't put it into words. If they want to try to tell a friend what they felt, can't put it into words. It's above words. It's beyond words. V'chol echod v'echod, kifi hashiur shebeliboy, and each and every single person, according to the parameters that they have in their heart, according to their abilities that they have in their heart, yochoy leida biatzmoy, can know about themselves, she'ikr hadveikus, l'Hashem Yisborach, hu al yedei diburim v'koylois v'nigunim, that the main connection to Hashem, the main serious connection to Hashem, is only through words and sounds and songs. Shekol zehu bechinas asor mina negina, which all goes under that umbrella term of negina. We know the kumzitzes and the people, anyone who wants to have any spirituality. Shabbos, what's different about people go to shul on Shabbos? They go to shul during the week. What defines, what makes Shabbos a different league from the 6 days of the week? That on Shabbos there's a lechadoidi, there's a kelodoin, there's a lechunoranano, there's a, that, it's the song, it's the sounds, it's the music. That's what defines a real, a serious connection to Hashem. Dveikus and hiskarvus to Hashem. We mentioned in the previous year, nevuah. It always says, "Kach l'chom v'hoyo kemenagein hamenagein v'tiyal of ruach Hashem." Anytime the prophets had nevuah, it was preceded by song and music. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was the Levim, the songs and the music that accompanied every korban, every activity in the Beis Hamikdash had that accompanying it. V'gam esek haTorah. Now let's address another issue. What about yeshivas? There for sure music is forbidden. Everybody knows you're not allowed to sing, no music, no. V'gam esek haTorah, hu gam kein b'chinas asora mine negina. Involvement in the study of Torah is also very seriously connected to the 10 types of song. Shezeo b'chinas hatamim shebetorah. That's the musical notes of the Torah. We know that the Torah is comprised of four parts. The letters, which is the lowest part of the Torah, the Zohar Kodesh tells us. Then you have the crowns on the letters, which are a completely different league than the letters, billion times a higher level than the letters. Then you go still higher. Then you go to the vowels, the Komatz Pasa, where the Tikkun Ezra tells incredible, incredible secrets about Hashem that are found in the vowels. And then we go to the top of the top of the top, which is the musical notes, the Tamim. That's the highest, highest level in the Torah. שהם למעלה, למעלה מכל הבחינות הקדושות שהתורה כלולה מהם, which is the top of the top of all the levels that are included in the Torah. Ki ha-Torah, so here again, a person goes to most yeshivas and they tell them the most important thing is halacha. You're right, everybody knows that. In kindergarten, the most important thing is halacha, for sure. When you're starting off in Judaism, the most important thing is halacha. Then you're supposed to graduate at some point after you finish these 1,700 chapters of Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz and the Bad Dabayr Heitev. After you finish first grade, you move on to second grade. And then there's the Medrashim and the Zohar HaKodesh. And then you go to third grade, you get to Tikkunei Zohar, which is a whole different league. People, there are people who aren't aware of it. Their perception of Yiddishkeit is as much as they know. And if I don't know it, then it ain't part of Judaism. If I didn't learn it, then it can't be. Sorry to surprise them. There's major parts of Judaism that they're simply not aware of. If you don't open the books, or if you choose, Chas Shalom, to deny that's part of it, you can do it. But if you look in the good books, you see that it's not a joke. That knowing the letters is phase one in Yiddishkeit. After you know all the letters, you move up to the next level where you study the crowns on the letters, and you study the vowels, and then if you're Zoicha, you get to the top of the top, you're studying the Tamim. Ki ha-Toyra klula mitanto. Because we know the Torah is comprised of four components. Tamim nekuda, shem tamim, nekudois, tagin, and oisios. Kayodua, as is known to those who know, to those who are serious about their Yiddishkeit, and they open other books, not just first grade. Vize yodua, and this is known, shebechinas hatamim, heim lemalo, lemalo, mikol habechinois tanto, shator klumihim, that the musical notes is the highest, highest level of all the components the Torah, kimavur bekisvei ha'Arizal, as is explained very clearly in the writings of the Arizal. Utamim, so here again, if a person doesn't know that, if a person hasn't studied that, we're not saying they're guilty, we're not saying they're a criminal, we're not saying they're not Jewish, but not to dare say, not to have the chutzpah, the audacity to say that that's not part of Yiddishkeit, or that this is Yiddishkeit and that's it. Yiddishkeit is Gemara Halacha, period, and there's nothing else. That's a crime. The Zohar HaKodesh says a person who says that is looking for serious trouble. There'll be a special Gehenim for that. A person who will learn a lot of Gemara and a lot of Halacha will get a lot of Gan Eden. They'll get a lot of reward. Hashem gets tremendous nachas from that. But if they didn't learn the other stuff, and they were capable of doing it, they had the opportunity and they chose not to, they're going to be punished for that also. These aren't my words. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. These are critical pieces of Yiddishkeit. Utamim zebechinas negina. And the musical notes on every one of the words, that's song, negina. Bechinas neginoi satamim. That's what it's called. And this is why the rabbis tell us regarding the study of Torah, Zamer b'chol yoim, Zamer b'chol yoim. Sing the Torah every day, sing the Torah every day. Ki gam eisek ha-Torah hu bechinas nigun v'zimra. Because learning Torah is also an example of singing, song. U'kamei shekosuv, as it says in Eicha, Kumi roini balayla. Get up and sing to Hashem at night. And that pasuk is talking about getting up at night to learn Gemara, to learn other things. And it's called Roini, it's called a song. Va'ayin mizeh b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'Toyra Krukta. Take a look in chapter 3 in Likutei Moran, where le'inyin tikkun hanegina al yidei limud Gemara, ayin shom. Where in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the fact that we know that there's good songs and bad songs in this world. There are songs that lead a person away from Hashem, chas v'shalom, and away from doing the right things in life. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that by studying Gemara at night, that will help a person fix any damage, any harm that's been done, even from bad songs that they might have heard. So again, we see the connection between the study of Torah and negina and song. Ki ikar klolius hamshochas hisgalus kedushas elokusoi latachtoinim hualidei bechinas koilos. Listen carefully. The term that encompasses in it the whole concept of drawing Hashem's holiness down to this world is koilos. It's all about the coil of Hashem being brought down. Kanal, as we showed earlier. And this is why the Mishnah says in chapter 5 in Pirkei Avos, Ba'asoro ma'moro is nivro ilam. How did Hashem create the world? With words, with sound, with 10 statements, the 10 statements of creation. Vayoymer elikim yehi oyer. Vayoymer elikim tach yoretz. V'chol ha'ma'moro is all of these statements are all about sound and speech with which Hashem created the world. In the Zohar HaKadosh, one of the topics that's discussed maybe hundreds of times is koil and dibur. The Zohar HaKadosh has tremendous, expounds on it tremendously, showing what each one represents in all different kinds of situations and circumstances. How koil is zohar, dibur is female, all kinds of different representations of it. Vehem ikar hachius elukus hamelubosh b'chol hoylamos. And that's the essence of Hashem, that's the life force of Hashem, that's found in all the different worlds. It's the coil of Hashem that's feeding life, that's generating life into all the worlds. V'alkein ikar hadveikus shel Yisrael Hashem Yisborach hu gam kein b'chinas koilos v'diburim. And this is why the main connection of Klal Yisrael to Hashem is all about koil and dibur. Ki alidei koilos v'diburim kedoshim medapkim atzmom b'koil Hashem. Because through our sounds and diburim of Kedusha, we connect it, we attach ourselves to the coil of Hashem, Shehu Iker Hachius Elikus Hamelubosh Bechol Hoylamos, which is the essence of Hashem that's cloaked in all the different worlds. Veze Bechinas Hasor Min Negina. This is the 10 types of song, Shehim Bechinas Chush Hashmiya Kanal, which are all related to the ability to hear, to listen. Rav Nosson Zal built a whole platform now, a whole major introduction, and now he's going to go into the topic that we started with about marriage, about how Koyanim, Levim, Yisraelim are allowed to intermarry and who's not allowed to marry and why. V'zeh b'chinas paragraph Yud Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas kohen Levi Yisrael. Now you'll understand also why there are three divisions in Klal Yisrael. Shehein b'chinas yemin, usmoil, ve'emtza. The three kohen Levi Yisrael represent the right side, the left side, and the middle. Shehein klolius ha'kedusha kiyadua, which represent the basic totality of Kedusha. Kedusha is defined as right, left, and center. Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Kedua, as is known. Ki koyhein hu bechinas chesed. The Sifrei Kabbalah all emphasize and show us in Psukim and in other places that the koyhein represents chesed. Bechinas yemin, which is the right hand. V'levi hu bechinas din. The Leviim represent judgment, justice, gevura, bechinas smoil hakodosh, the holy left side, the holiness of the left side. The Yisrael, hu bechinas rachamim, shekolol mishnehem. And Yisrael is referred to as rachamim. Most people assume that rachamim is another word for chesed. And very often it's used that way. But technically, al pi kabbalah, al pi other things, rachamim is a combination of chesed and din, as we'll see in a moment. Shekolol mishneim, which is a combination of the other two, bechinas kav ho'emtsoi, which represents the middle lane. You have the right lane, the left lane, and the middle lane, hamachria, which compromises between right and left. Kayadua kol ze, as all of this is known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, v'chol ze hu kolul bebechinas hakoil, and we're going to show now, we're going to explain now, how all of this, right, left, and center, chesed, din, and rachmim, are all included in koil, koil, kuf vav lamed, koil, sound, shehu ikar hamshochas elukus, which is the most important manner in which we draw from Hashem, shekolul mehakoil, which includes everything, everything. It contains everything in it. Let's go back for a moment. We spoke about Kohen. Kohen is right, Levi is left. We said Yisroel is the combination of both, right and left. The Tikkuni Zohar says, take a look at the word Yisroel. The word Yisroel, it has two words in it. It has Kael, and we know there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed, Kael, Kol Hayoim. Hashem is kind all day. Which name of Hashem? Kael. So we see that Kael represents Chesed. The remaining letters in the word Yisroel is Shir. Who is Shir? The Levim. Shir is the Levi, which is the left side. So we see, and that's why there's a pasuk, Yisroel asher becho espoer. Yisroel in whom I take pride. The word Yisroel is Tiferes, which is the combination of Chesed and Gvura. Chesed and Gvura filters down into Tiferes. Avraham Yitzchak, Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Pachad Yitzchok, Gvura, and Yaakov Avinu, Yisroel, is the combination of both. We spoke about Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that the word Rachamim is both also. Why? Rachamim has the word Mayim in it, and Mayim is usually referred to as Meimei HaChesed, the waters of kindness. The flowing waters, even though we know that there's tsunami, there's flood, we know that too much chesed can drown a person also. But normally, the standard mayim is chesed. The remaining letters of the word rachamim are resh ches, which is bigematria, yitzchak, pinchas, din, gvura, midas hadin, pachad yitzchak, pinchas, who was the kanoi who stabbed Zimri and them, bekanoi is kenosi. So we see that there are these three. There's right, left, and center, and now Rav Nosson, which represent the full spectrum of everything. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show now how right, left, and center are all included in koil and dibur. Ki iso besifrei chachmei hamuzika, because it's found in music books, people that really study music, shehu chochmas hanegina, Sheyesh Sholosh Koilos. Those who study music theory and they study music in a serious way know that there are three, basically three types of sound. Kiyesh Koil Poshut. There's the standard sound. Shekhu Koil Sheodam Moitzi Mipiv. B'mokom Rochov She'ein Mechitza Negdoi. That's a sound that comes forth in a place where there are no walls. There are no constrictions. In a completely, completely open place, if a person releases sound, that's one type of sound. V'yesh koil choizer. Then there's what's called an echo. A koil choizer, or a responding sound. Shehu nikra b'loshon rabbeisenu koil havora, which the Gemara refers to in Rosh Hashanah, page 27, when the Gemara talks about the laws of shofar. What's acceptable, what's not. If a person's blowing shofar in a pit, or if a person's blowing shofar on a mountain, and a person hears the sound of the shofar, and they also hear the echo, do they get credit for two sounds or one sound? What if they only hear the echo? Is that valid? Is that a real sound? Or is that make-believe? Is that something else? Shehu hakoil sheshoimim bayar, that's the sound that a person hears in a forest or in mountains when somebody screams and you hear like an echoing sound. Sometimes you hear it once, sometimes you hear it reverberating. Then, when a sound is released, you hear a responding sound, as if there was another guy standing there, giving forth a response, baba. You hear the same sound coming forth a second time. That's two. Va'oid yesh koil shlishi, and there's a third kind of sound, shehu ha-koil ha-murkav mishneim, which is the combination of the other two. Shehu ha-koil ha-yoytse mikli dochuk, which is the sound that comes forth from a clarinet, an instrument that has a very tight opening. Shehakoil poigea miyad b'hakoil achoizer, where it's designed in such a way that when a person is blowing or producing, generating sound through that instrument, the sound coming out immediately bounces off the sound that's coming back in, ad shekoil hachoizer nichlal miyad b'koil ayosher, whereby the two mix right away, the two sounds. And from those two sounds is generated a third sound, shehu koil shlisha, a sound which is a third type of sound. Because this sound is different than those first two. If you would be able to again, we have today tracks, music tracks, where you can separate. You can hear an orchestra, and you can cut it into 1,000 pieces. And you can hear not just each individual instrument, but you can hear within the instrument the different sounds as they're being generated. So that's the third sound, shehu koil, which is a combination, shehu koil yoshor v'koil choizer. Ki ze ha-koil kol mishneim yachad. Ve'ze ha-koil nikro koil chozok. And in Hebrew, that third coil is called coil chozok, a powerful sound, bechinas, as we have a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 68, where it says, hein yitein bekoiloi coil ois. He gives forth with his coil a coil ois. You see the word coil mentioned there twice. Hein yitein bekoiloi coil ois. That there's a powerful sound that's a combination of two. Now look interestingly, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't say it here. I marked it in my Likutei Halachos. The first letters of Yitain, Bekoiloi, Koilois, spell Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, who we said again is the combination of Avram and Yitzchak, the combination of Chesed and Gvura. That's this pasuk, which is talking about this Koilois, which is that third sound, which is a combination of the other two. Nimtza, She'ikr yesoid kol ha'koiloi sheboilam hu shloish ha'koiloi salolu. So we see that the basic elements of all the sounds in this world, it all boils down to these three specific kinds of sounds, which are called koil yoshar, the koil choizer, the koil murkav v'mechubar mishneihem. The three different sounds that we described, that we defined in this paragraph. And within these three types of sound is included all the different sounds in the world, whether it's a bird chirping, all the different sounds. Valpi erche hakoiloi soelu vitsirufehem nisyazdu vinishabru kol mine nigunim sheboilam. And it's based on the coordination between these three different kinds of sounds, that all the different songs in the world, whether it's birds singing or lahavdil philharmonic orchestra, whatever it is, are all based on these three kinds of sounds. Ki kulam yoytzim me'elu hashloisha koilois shemishtal shel v'yoytzim me'em kama v'kama shniuim rabim. There's all kinds of variations and diversifications of these three kinds of sound. Which again, a drummer knows it within his context, and the clarinet, the guitarist knows it within how his, each instrument is designed to be able to take these three types of sounds and work with them in order to generate what's supposed to come out, what's expected to come out of that thing. Kiyesh, that's how it's possible that today you can have an organit, what do you call it in English? An organit, a keyboard, that can mimic, that can sound like a drum. The person will say, what, this is ridiculous, this is nuts. How could it be, there's no drums here, and it sounds exactly like a set of drums. by knowing how to utilize these, how, what music is based on, and how it's all based on these three elements, and knowing how to work with them, a person can make the sound of a drum or the sound of something else come out of something that's not designed like that instrument at all. Ki yesh chilukim gedoilim bein haharkovois v'achibur shel kol hayoshor im kol hachoizer, because there are so many different variations between the combinations of these different koilos. Ki b'mokim sham chitzer rechoyka ma'oid, sham makirin heitev bein kol hayoshor v'kol hachoizer. Because in a situation where the wall or the barrier is distant from where the sound is coming out, there you can hear very clearly the difference between the initial sound and the echo. You hear them as two distinct things. Ubamokim tsar, whereas if the sound is being generated in a very constricted place, shom mischabrim yachad, there the two mix together, and you can't even differentiate, you can't even distinguish just about between them. V'yesh chilukim gedoilim b'inyan chischabrusam, and there are many different variations between how they combine. V'zehu hachiluk shebein tavnes hakelim shel hanagina, and this is one of the differences in how different musical instruments are constructed different ways. There's a guitar and there's a banjo. to a person who doesn't know nothing, he looks at them both. This is a guitar. This has strings. This has strings. This has a skin that. You hear guys playing on them, and suddenly you hear a totally different sound. You say, wow, that's crazy. I don't get it. It's the same strings. It's the same. How could it be that this generates such a different sound? The answer is because of the one who knows and understands music properly knows how much of a difference it makes, whether the hole is over here or the hole is over there, or the hole is wider or narrower, etc. Levad shar taimim sheyesh lemoid beinyan tavnes hakelim. Besides the other reasons that go into how they construct musical instruments, kifi midois hanegina, based on the different types of song, lahorim oy lahoilid, to raise the volume, to lower the volume. You have a bass guitar. You have a the other types of guitars, totally different. Person looks at it for it looks almost like an identical instrument, generating totally different sound. Ushar habechina sheyesh bozeh ki chochma zu shel negina gedoyla v'yikora mikol hachochma sheba'olam kefi ma sheivanti mipi Rabbein Azal. Rav Nosson says because this wisdom of music is the top, the highest level of chochma in the world, as I understood from Rabbein Azal. Just like in Ruchnius, we said tamim nekudas taganoisius, the highest level is the tamim. In knowledge, in study, in the world, musical theater, music is the top. Rabbeinu Zal said is the highest level of chachma. Nimtza shekol hakoilos klulim b'sholosh koilos sanal shemehem yoitzim kol anigunim shoilam sheklulim b'asam negina. So again, basically, we built a foundation here that all the sounds of the world are all based on these three sounds from which all song, which make up the 10 types of negina. V'zeu b'chinas koyein levi Yisrael. And this is also the concept of the three divisions in Klal Yisrael. Ki koyein hu b'chinas chesed, shehu b'chinas koil hayosher, shehu b'chinas chesed, ki yadua. The koyein represents chesed, which is a flow that's going straight, that's going from A to Z. That's called chesed. V'levi hu b'chinas din, whereas Levi is the opposite of that. Shehu b'chinas koil hachoizer. Levi is the opposite of koin. He's the sound that's going from Z back to A. Ki b'chol mokoim oyer hachoizer hu b'chinas din ki yadua. Because throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, where it talks a lot about this, we know that the echo, the Oyer Choizer, is always represents Midas Hadin. We have, for example, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei represents Chesed. When it's going from A to Z, when the letters are in order, Yud Hei Vav Hei. If we switch them around, if we just change, we don't add or subtract the letters. We just change the order. When Hashem struck Mitzrayim, when Hashem smashed Mitzrayim, it says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya b'miknecha asher basoda. Hashem's hand is going to smash all your cattle and everything in the field. What's the word that's used? Hey, vav, yud, kei. Same letters, just rearrange them, put them out of order. You take the order out of the way, completely different construction. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that again, the 12 months of the year are guided, are all defined by Hashem. Each month has a different tziruf of the letters of Hashem that define whether that month is a month of chesed or a month of midas hadin. Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is called Rosh Chodeshim. We have the holiday of Pesach in it, Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the Mishkan was built. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan was put up, 10 crowns. All kind of. Nisan, the Sifrei Kabbal explain, corresponds to Yismechu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, that heaven and earth are full of joy and happiness in Nisan. That's when the plants start sprouting. Yismechu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz is Rosh Tevois, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, in the proper order. Tammuz, the month of Tammuz and Av, which is the most difficult months for Klal Yisrael, the tziruf of Yud Kei Vav Kei that's associated with there is where the Hey comes before the Yud, and the Vav Hey becomes before the Yud Kei, totally switching the order. The reverse order is the opposite. We know, for example, in Musaf on Shabbos, in the Musaf Shmon Esrei of Shabbos, the major paragraph begins with Tikanto Shabbos Rotziso Korbanosef. You take a look at it. It's the Aleph Beis in reverse order. Tof Shin Reish Kuf. The whole Aleph Beis in reverse order. Every time that happens, it's a different message. The order when things are going Keseder, it represents Rachmim Chesed usually. When it's going in the reverse order, it represents an aspect of Midas Hadin. The Yisrael, who bechinas koil hamurkav mishneim, whereas the Yisroel represents that sound that's the combination of both of them. Shehu bechinas kav hoemtsoi hamachria, which represents tiferes, that middle lane, which is the compromise between the right lane and the left lane. Shehu bechinas rachamim, shehu kolol mishneim v'chesed v'din. This is rachamim, which is the combination of chesed and din. And this is also the secret of our heritage. We are called Bnei Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. They are the founders of Yiddishkeit. They are our foundation. They are the Yisoid Hu Emunah Kedoshah. Shehein Bechinas Kohen Levi Yisrael. Bechinas Chesed Din Verachmim. Kayadua, as is known throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that's what Avram Yitzchok Yaakov represented. Shehein Bechinas Shloisha Koilo Sanal. They represent these three types of koil. The Iker, the most, the greatest one of the three was Yaakov. Who Yaakov? Shekolul Mishnei HaKoilos, who is the combination of the two koilos. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says, Harini es marayich, show me your beauty, Hashmiini es koilech, let me hear your voice. Why? Ki koilech orev, because your voice is sweet, umareich nove, and you look beautiful. It's brought that the word orev, ayin re, your voice is sweet. The word orev is bigematria two times koil. Koil is 136. Twice koil, ki koilech orev. Your voice is beautiful when? When it's the combination of both koils. These two times koil. And we said here that Yaakov is the combination of both koil. That's why, what did Yitzchak Avinu say to Yaakov Avinu? Hakoil, koil, Yaakov. Yitzchak wasn't stuttering. He said, Hakoil, koil, Yaakov, vayodayim yidei Esav. That Yaakov Avinu is the one who is zeicha to that koilech orev, to that sweet koil, which is the combination of chesed and gvura. Either one alone is not shlemus. Either one alone is not complete. It's when you combine both that you have tiferes, you have real beauty, real shlemus. Vezeu bechinas hakoil koil Yaakov, hakoil koil daiko. That's this two times koil. Ki Yaakov kolol mishnei hakoilos, because Yaakov Avinu was the combination of both koilos. Sheze bechinas koil hamurkav mishnehim. That's that third koil which combines both, bechinas rachamim, which represents rachamim. That's why when Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to his kids, when they were going down to Mitzrayim to try to, for the grand finale, the final showdown with Yosef HaTzadik, he said, Kel Shakai Yitein Lochem Rachamim. May Hashem give you Rachamim. Because Yaakov Avinu was this mid of Rachamim. He was the combination of both. We'll hold it over here for now. He's just getting warmed up. It's going to explain much more and again show us how this applies to Hashem's name and how this defines Yiddishkeit. Hold it over here.